This is Senator Bob Dole. Watch out, everybody. Ted Kennedy's taken off the gloves, and he's ready to remake the Supreme Court in his own image. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, the other day at the Judiciary Committee, you really let your hair down. In denouncing the next Chief Justice of the United States, Justice William Rehnquist, you made it crystal clear that you're not interested in his extraordinary skills as a legal scholar and public servant. All you care about is whether Justice Rehnquist agrees with you. But why in the world should the Supreme Court be constituted to reflect the views of Ted Kennedy, or anyone else for that matter? The court serves the people and the nation. It needs the best talent we have available, not some politician's puppets. Ted, we know you'd love to pack the court with your liberal cronies, but President Reagan and the American people demand something more for the highest court in the land.
Bob, you're underestimating the opposition in Congress and the country to the Rehnquist nomination. President Reagan is popular, but his policies are not. People care about the Supreme Court, and they don't want to see it handed over to right-wing extremists. Recently, I happened to speak to a convention in Maryland of 3,000 prize-winning history students from schools across the country. As I usually do in groups like that, I polled the audience by asking questions on current events, including whether Rehnquist should be confirmed as Chief Justice or whether he was too extreme. Half the students had an opinion on Rehnquist, Bob, and it wasn't even close. By 4-1, they said Rehnquist was too extreme. Doesn't that tell you something, Bob? Next time you're back in Kansas, instead of prejudging the Rehnquist nomination, look at his record and learn what people are really thinking. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on why he doesn't want strong economic sanctions against South Africa. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.